The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
He's got it. His three.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Well, if you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Bob Fitzgerald on the call.
Fitz.
NBC Sports Bay Area, Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter against the Sacramento Kings. Hey, listen, Klay Thompson makes his return tonight to the Bay Area, and make sure to listen all day today because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson jersey. It's in the 12 o'clock hour today on our show, and then the 4 o'clock hour during Willard and Dib show, you have a shot to get a Klay Thompson jersey. That's going to be at noon, will be your first crack at it, and then at 4 with Willard and Dibs. But Daryl the Guru Johnson and myself are out here at Thrive City.
Yeah, it's thriving,
and,
too.
Having a good time talking about Klay Thompson and his return, Goo.
And seeing all the nice people coming up giving us love, Stoney. Nothing better than that, man.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. We're on remote. You know, we got. That's a nice car right there.
EQ5
wow.
Mercedes.
They're just bringing out
EQ.
There's a lot going on here. Thrive City. So if you're down here,
Georgia plates.
If you're down here, come by and say hello. Let's go out to Amy in Alameda to start. What's going on, Amy? How you doing? Hi.
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for your show.
Sure.
I just wanted to say about Klay, you know, I am a diehard Warriors fan. I got my Warriors sweatshirt on right now. I'm on my way to school. I'm going to not even come home. I'm going to stop at a bar and watch the game after school is out. And I wanted to just say about Klay, you know, I think, of course, he's going to be a little bit salty, but also he is trying to establish himself in a new team with new fans. He can't make statements about how he still has love for his old team, so I can understand that. Plus, Fairweather fans were not nice to him when he needed the most support. And so I get it. You know, I'm always going to root for the Warriors. And I'm going to root for Klay, too, as long as he's not playing against us, right? But, you know, other than that, I'm going to support him because I'm so grateful for everything that he did for us, really uplifting our cities, uplifting our area, uplifting the sport. All of that, I will always. So if he wants to be upset, you know, his feelings are hurt, I get it. I give him a pass.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate the call.
So Amy's basically, if I could, what I got from her, Stoney, 34 from Klay tonight. Warriors win by 6.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there
something
you go.
Like that. The one thing crossed my mind during the break when I was thinking about Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. Is Klay the best all-around player of the three of them?
There's no doubt. Curry's closed that gap. You asked me a question, I answered it. And the chef, we love him, but you remember that used to be old Sam before the chef improved his D, that Klay used to guard two men. You know, he would guard Steph.
I never heard that joke.
I'm just saying. The chef knows I love him, but he's all-time iconic. But you said what? You hated my phrase years ago. We got into a two-way player. I believe he was their best two-way player.
He was
in his prime. Clay.
Yeah, I mean, look, he scored 25 a game and defended the best guard on the other team.
Oof.
And did it at an incredibly high level. Whether it was Westbrook, whether it was Harden, whether it was Ja Morant, anybody. Let's go to Steve in Fairfield. What's going on, Steve? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm gonna miss Clay a bunch, like everybody else, and I already do miss him a bunch. Steve Kerr is a great coach, but you used the word disingenuous, and you were right on. If you remember what happened in his last year, was he was benched for Brandon, and he was coming off the bench. There was a lot of meetings going on between Clay and Kerr trying to figure things out. Clay wanted a bigger role again. Clay came back to being a starter, the whole contract situation. And I like Steve, but what Steve was coming out to the media and saying, and I'm going to quote him, he was saying, we're desperate. We love Clay. We're desperate to get him back. But the Warriors weren't acting desperate to get him back. Desperate is, look, man, I'll pay whatever you want. Let's have you. What contract did you want? So, and I know the Warriors had their reasons for that and solid reasons for that. But they were disingenuous. You don't come out to the media on several multiple interviews and saying, we're desperate. We love Clay. We definitely want him back, when you know that's not the case. That's the only mistake I would put on the Warriors. And I think that's left a little bit of a bad taste in his mouth. I think he's going to have a long sit down with Steve Kerr someday, but I think they'll patch it all up. I really do.
Yeah,
too much good history.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that one, Steve. And I get, you know, the Warriors. I get why they did what they did in terms of strategically. They didn't want to pay Clay the kind of money that he wanted. When they were asked about Clay Thompson, they always said, you know, we want Clay Thompson back. And, you know, I always remember thinking to myself, yes, at a certain price. And they weren't able to come up with that price. But when I look at the entire situation, Goo, I don't have any acrimony toward the Warriors. I don't have any acrimony toward Clay Thompson. It ended the way it ended, and I'll tell you what, a lot of times when things end, it ends worse than it ended with Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors. I think it was time. I think they've both moved on. And I think down the line in a few years, he'll come back and he'll get his jersey retired or however they're going to do it with Steph and Draymond, and this thing will all be over. But right now, it's still pretty, you know, still pretty sensitive.
No doubt. And I'll say this. I'll just put myself in Clay's shoes. And you, Evan, Spadoni, and I have gone over this, and I stand by it, Stoney. But, I mean, these guys are family. They've been through so much. And it all, to me, from afar, Daryl Johnson, who I am, I would have a problem if you and Evan didn't go to bat for me. And I'm not saying I know Steph and Dre didn't go to bat for him. But if I'm Clay Thompson, there's no way in hell we built this thing. And you guys, even if there was a disconnect with management upstairs, the buffer that I have between two of the most iconic Warriors in Dre and Steph, I guess, Stoney, I know you could tell me, wake up, Goo, life doesn't work that way, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. I would just do everything under the sun to tell my boss or the bosses, you can't. Whatever happens, he can't leave. He cannot don another uniform. He did, and I just find it human if Clay has some resentment, not from what he perceives they did, but maybe what they didn't do. I don't know, but that's a natural thought.
With who?
With if I'm Clay Thompson. Like, you guys, like, come on, we're the Three Musketeers. How are you going to allow me, like, you got the leverage to keep me here. And some could be driving around saying, Goo, you're crazy, but they're all intertwined. And that's what shocked me that it got to this point.
But why did Clay tell Steph not to go to bat for him specifically then?
Well,
I think he knew that his time was up here.
After that golf outing when nothing was said, but now we understand that maybe the handwriting was on the wall. I guess, Donnie, I'm wrapping it up with, it should have never, I could look at it like it should have never got to the point to where something wasn't offered or there was no conversation.
Well, what would it have looked like if they wanted him back? I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, there was no avenue for him to come back. I don't think you could not ask him to come off the bench for the Warriors.
So now it's okay. I got you. Now it's about role. I'm asking you. I'm don't disagree. My thought was Steph, Dre could get all the parties in the room, say what he's thinking
but what
and
if
what
that wasn't,
happen.
But that wasn't best for the organization.
All right.
That's the way I look at it now. It wasn't best for the organization, for the Golden State Warriors, to re-sign Klay Thompson. And you know what? It wasn't best for Klay Thompson to re-sign with the Golden State Warriors. I think both sides came to that conclusion, and that's why he's not here. And I don't think Klay not being here is a mistake. The Warriors made a mistake.
But I didn't say that.
But I also don't think, they made a great decision not bringing Klay back. It's just the way that it all came down, and the Golden State Warriors front office didn't really prioritize Klay Thompson and to the amount that he wanted to be prioritized, and it was time for him to move, and he did.
It's interesting. I'll just double back. I don't know if you remember the show, but Evan said it. I'm speaking for Evan. You said it, that you would not want me to go talk to the boss about anything you had going on in regard to your possible departure or you staying at the job. And I'm one of those guys that I, some could say mind your own effing business, but I would do more, and I wouldn't listen to you two to go try to fix it. So what happened?
They couldn't have fixed it.
Okay, and there you go.
Like, they couldn't have fixed it.
I got my hands up.
Even if Draymond Green and Steph Curry went in and said, we got to keep Klay. Okay. Well, we're not paying him $30 million. Like, I just don't. I think it just came to its natural
conclusion. And maybe they
could
have met with Klay, too.
Who?
Just them two. Go have a drink. Invite him over and be like, dude, are you really? Like, I'm just asking, Stani, are you really? Do you
they
really?
Don't, like, they don't. Neither side wanted it.
I got you.
Like, Klay didn't want to be here, and I don't think the Warriors wanted Klay here anymore. And
I got it.
I mean, it's just
life. I hear you. Business.
Yeah, I mean, but, I just I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, how were they? They weren't going to be able to retire together, the three.
See, and that's what it stems from then, because I thought, Stani, they were on the fast track to, you know, especially after that 2022 chip, you know, when he came back against Cleveland in January on that Sunday night game here at Chase, Stani. And I'm not apologizing for how I feel. I just wish it could have happened. It didn't, but I'm just wondering and putting myself in the situation, what I would have done and maybe wanted you or Evan or Spadoni to do for me, even if I told you not to do it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I actually look at it as, yeah, this is the way it was meant to be.
Mm.
It really was. That's...
And you could be totally right, man.
Let's go to Mike in Concord. What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to touch base, and you guys kind of covered it, but number one, 37 points in one quarter, I don't think that will ever be done again. I mean,
man,
you can't even fathom that happening again, because it's amazing, and so... kudos to Klay for that. We'll have that, I think, as a history. But as far as Klay leaving, I mean, I do think it...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Could have worked out. I know that you guys, there's a lot of talk about it. It just wouldn't work out. I think maybe a little bit of ego on Clay's part because he's talking about wanting to get paid for the player he was, but he also has to realize the player he is now, and it is a little bit different, right? So I just wish it could have worked out because the fact of having those three right off into the sunset together, you don't hardly ever see that in sports in any league. So it's really unfortunate that couldn't happen. But I do think Clay has a little chip on his shoulder, and I'm just hoping at the end of all this that him and the Warriors can actually talk stuff out. And when Clay actually does decide to retire, it could all be put to rest, and both sides could end on a happy note. Because yeah. I think both the organization and Clay deserve that. I think the fans deserve that. But yeah, I think Clay's coming in tonight with a little chip on his shoulder, and I think he's wanting this one bad, even though he's trying to downplay it. And I love Clay, and I root for him, but I hope he does have a good game. I just hope the Warriors beat him tonight.
Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. Clay Thompson and the Mavericks were in Denver on Sunday. Going to play a little sound here. This is Clay Thompson talking about, and this is what has some people talking about what Clay said about coming back and maybe how he's feeling. Let's roll this one. This is F-188 on the game tonight and how Clay's feeling. Take a listen.
Be good to see people that you grinded with, obviously, but to me it's just another regular season game in November. Obviously there's bigger implications with the NBA Cup, so that's what's on our mind, is in my mind, is just to win that, because I haven't been a part of it yet. I know it's young, but it'd be fun to play for that title.
Be good to see people that you grinded with, obviously, but to me it's just another regular season game in November. Obviously there's bigger implications with the NBA Cup. So that's what's on our mind, is in my mind, is just to win that, because I haven't been a part of it yet. I know it's young, but it'd be fun to play for that title.
That was Clay Thompson talking about the Emirates Cup, and I can't even believe he referenced it.
But that's who he is, right? He's like, again, we don't know what's going on deep down. Something is, Donnie. A lot of feelings and emotion, right? Tidal waves worth of emotion. But I love it. Like, that's Clay Thompson. He's talking about the cup.
Let's listen to F-189. This is on compartmentalizing his emotions tonight.
Do you think it'll be difficult to kind of compartmentalize just everything that you're probably going to feel going into that arena and actually playing in the game?
No, I don't think so. I've been doing this a long time, and basketball is basketball.
But Clay, you've never been in this situation, though. I hear him, Stoney, but you've never been through this. This is your first time home, man.
Yeah, and let's finish up with Clay talking about the matchup against Golden State, F-190E.
Probably share my knowledge with my teammates and coaches and try and limit what they do well. Obviously a high-volume three-point shooting team. And switch a ton on defense, so we'll go into Tuesday trying to counteract those two aspects.
Yeah, so I think it sounds to me like Clay's going out of his way to really, absolutely, positively downplay this game tonight and try to treat it like another game. And whether he's able to do that and the fans are able to do it remains to be seen. But he's not giving anybody any bulletin board material, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, though. What I love about this matchup tonight is he can't control what the hosts are going to do. And the hosts love you. The fans love you. And there's going to be, I believe, Donnie, quiet on the set. Curry's probably going to get the mic and give, you know, Clay his credit and just do. So I get why Clay's kind of doing that, Stoney, because he can't control what's on the other end, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, the one thing that I think people heard him say and weren't crazy about was a story that Mark Spears wrote in Anscape and Spears talked to him on Sunday, and he asked him, you know, about sentimentality, and Clay said that chapter is over. He said, I'm locked into this team right now, and he was asked about Draymond and Steph, and he said, you know what, I'll see him when I see him. And that's... you know, that's the way he chose to answer that question, and I think a lot of people interpreted it as, you know, he's not feeling too good about the way things ended, plain and simple.
Well, and I read that article, Stoney, but I'll say this. It's not like they're in Daytona Beach and, you know, he ain't hooking up with his guys. He's got a season to prepare for, and so do the Warriors. So it's all love, I have to believe, but it's just something I believe that Klay Thompson, I know, Stoney, that I don't know, is that he is not looking forward to this at all, and it's coming too soon.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you make of the Klay Thompson career in Golden State that came to an end at the end of last season? He's now with the Dallas Mavericks. He's a four-time champion. He got here shortly after Steph Curry got here and formed a backcourt together that Mark Jackson said was the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. And when he said it, it might not have been the case, but I think many people agree that Mark Jackson was absolutely right about that one a few years later.
Where were you at on Klay coming out of college?
I never knew nothing about him. Absolutely.
That's amazing. And why the draft is in all sports, what Brock Purdy on line one, but I mean, man, Stoney, I never thought, you know, this dude would have the career he had and be the marksman he was.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Al in San Pablo. What's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. I just think that Klay Thompson's career at the Golden State Warriors was amazing, and his departure, I don't think it was because the Warriors were disingenuous. They really wanted him. It turns out they offered him more money than other teams did as a free agent. I think, though, they felt that Klay Thompson would be better for the team if he came off the bench, just as Buddy Hield is coming off the bench right now. And we can see that by doing that, they were able to pick up more players, such as Melton, Slow Mo, who I call Smooth Mo, and they're able to pick up additional players that has now made them a better team than last year. So if Klay had accepted that role, he would still be here, I think, and then the Warriors would be as they are right now. Just my opinion, but I know that Klay wants to start because that's how he feels, and that's okay. So I understand why he left.
Yeah, and the one thing that I wish I knew, I had all the names in front of me, but it's really tough to ask a player of Klay's stature to come off the bench for the team that he always started for.
And he did it for a bit.
Yeah, and you know, I remember looking at Tim Duncan's career numbers, and everybody thinks Duncan, you know, went to the bench late in his career. He didn't. He always started for the San Antonio Spurs. So I just think asking Klay to come off the bench on a non-championship-type team was going to be a pill that's too difficult for him to swallow, and it's.
But like, do you think it would be the difference of him staying or going, though?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Like I truly do. I wouldn't know. How can you be Klay Thompson and you're coming off the bench for Brandon Pajemski and you're playing for the Golden State Warriors? Like, I wouldn't want to do that either.
But to his credit, he did it and ended up getting inserted back into the starting lineup. But we're talking about moving forward.
He wasn't going to sign up for it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying he should have started, or I'm not saying he should have endeavored to come off the bench, but I think asking Klay, especially with Steph and Draymond still in the starting
lineup.
That's
got to be tough, man.
Look, it doesn't have to be personal, but the reality of the situation is the Warriors paid Draymond Green. They paid Curry again this past offseason, and they didn't want to pay Klay Thompson. And that's the bottom line. The Draymond and Steph were higher priorities for the Golden State Warriors than Klay Thompson. That's those are facts because Clay's not here.
Yeah, and he could feel some type of way about it, and not the Steph part, but the Dre part. There's no doubt that probably had a lot to do with it.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you outside Chase Center at Thrive City, and things are starting to pick up here. They're putting the, what are those things called? The metal detectors are out. They got some cars coming out here.
But all this art of Clay from Shamari Smith, Steiny, artists throughout, I don't know where they're from. It's incredible.
Yeah, they got that up on the big screen.
Talent.
And 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, at 12, we'll start the process of giving away a Clay Thompson jersey. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump in and talk about how you remember Clay Thompson. And the bottom line is, are you sad that he's not here right now, or do you just think it was time for both parties to move on and everybody's in a better place right now? 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. The beloved Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at the Inn at the Tides is now accepting reservations for Thanksgiving. Delight in a classic turkey dinner or chef specials like surf and turf, prime rib, or pan-seared filet of salmon. Reservations at inatthetides.com. Also, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
We're back at Oracle. The ovation you hear right now is for Clay Thompson. He walked down the tunnel and said, no, I'm not going to the locker room. This is game six of the NBA Finals. I'm going to turn around, walk under his own power, got back to the free throw line.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, that was game six. No.
Yeah, it's when he got hurt.
Game six.
Yeah. And we had Bob Myers on not too long ago, and I was going to ask him, he was following Clay back out of the tunnel. Did he think at that point he's going to try to give it a go? Because remember, they said he had to shoot the free throws to stay in the game. And I'm thinking, oh, man, he's good. But that Curry reaction ended up being right, man. It was a severe injury. Then he had another one.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Mavericks are in town tonight to play the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson will be back at Chase Center making his return. And how are we feeling about all things Klay Thompson? That's what we're asking today. And if you take his career the whole way through, a lot of ups, a couple downs near the end, and of course a couple seasons lost to injury, but he's a four-time champion, and along with Steph Curry, formed the greatest shooting backcourt in NBA history. At least that's what the numbers tell you. And I was just looking at some of his numbers, Goo, and oof, 8 years, his first 8 years in the NBA, didn't shoot less than 40% from three-point range. And then, then the injuries started to come, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a new team. And we'll see him make his return to Chase tonight. But you're right, Steiny, just four-time NBA champion, what, five-time All-Star, two-time, I believe it's two-time All-NBA. But he's on my top five shooters of all time.
888-957-9570. Let's jump out to Khaled. Is in Clayton. What's up, Khaled? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, my friend. It's good hearing you guys' voices and being able to talk to you guys again.
Right.
Thank you, man.
Let me say this. In regards to our boy Clay, and you guys know I'm a big Clay fan. You guys know I've been there through the highs and the lows for the team from the beginning. And, you know, and I'm a Warrior fan till I die. But, you know, Clay's been kind of an albatross on the team ever since the injuries. And when I say that, I'm just talking about his, like, mental, his psyche, and the way his attitude has been. You know, whether it's been his outbursts on the court when they're getting blown out, throwing up the four on several occasions, whether it was Oklahoma City, whether it was his tantrums towards the end of last year, not being happy with the situation. And it's one of those things where the time had come for him to go, because he was hurting himself psychologically, but he was also hurting the team. And his attitude right now in regards to, oh, it's just a regular season game, has kind of led me to kind of take the same attitude with them, because I was all ready to celebrate him in his return, but he might have it right. Maybe this is just another regular season game, and we will have a chance to celebrate him once his career is over. But, you know, I think the fans and the organization are bending over backwards for him to try to kind of welcome him back and celebrate him, but it doesn't seem like he wants it. You know, and I think it's because he's been in his feelings for a while, because it's not about the fans proving it to him or the organization. It's Clay hasn't been able to prove it to himself that he's back to what
right.
he should be after his injury. And it doesn't matter what the fans do or the organization does. If you can't prove to yourself that you're at a level where you should be, then it's going to be really difficult to be able to enjoy what's going on around you. So I don't really fault Clay, and I don't fault the organization. I think the time had come, because he wasn't really in a mindset. I'm not going to say he wasn't grown up enough, but he wasn't in a mindset where he could accept a role like Andre Iguodala did, where Andre Iguodala was still in his prime, and he accepted a bench role because Harrison Barnes' psyche couldn't
yeah.
take coming off the bench, and he didn't adjust well. But my issue is that Clay needed to go somewhere where he could start to kind of prove it to himself, and he's gotten that fresh start, and he's had mixed results. But us as fans, we kind of want to try to reminisce, but his career isn't over. So maybe
right.
it's not time to celebrate him. You can welcome him back, but we'll celebrate him once he's retired, when he's ready for it. So us as a fan base, I kind of like the tip of the cap. You acknowledge him for being there. But to me, I'm not going to really kind of give it my all until he's, when all is said and done, when he's ready to accept it. Because why should we waste our energy going crazy for him when he's not really wanting it yet?
Okay, but you, yeah, it does, but don't hang up. I just want to respond, because you said a whole lot. But the bottom line to me and what you said, and I saw your tweet last night, man, you know he's probably deep down hurting. You know he doesn't want to don another jersey. So tonight is an opportunity, and every time he comes back to Chase Center is – You know, you got to put your best foot forward, Kay. You know he's hurting. You know it's killing him that he's not here. Forget what happened and what went into it. And he already shared with us when he still was on the team that he was in a dark place and the ghost he was trying to, you know, catch of himself. So I'm giving him a pass of not saying I'm happier to be here and throw confetti, when deep down, Khaled, you know he's hurting. Yeah, you differ?
Yeah, but, let me.
Go ahead, Collector.
What I want to say about that is that, you know, I get the fact that he might be hurt, you know, but I think it's misdirected. And honestly, I don't think he really knows where to direct his
wow.
anger at, because I think he's angry at the fact that he lost the ability to be the Klay Thompson that he knew that he could have still been minus those injuries. Right now, he doesn't know whether or not he should direct that at the team, whether he should direct that at Steph and Dre for not stepping up for him, even though he told them not to, whether it's the fan base. I think his antennas are up, kind of like Kevin Durant's, where he gets really sensitive off of what people are saying online, which is a small segment of the fan base. But I honestly think he doesn't know who to be angry at, whether to be angry at the world or the situation as to him getting injured. But honestly, I can't really sit there and say what that man feels inside.
I got you. Hey, Khaled, we had a jump, but no,
it's
great
stuff.
I mean, look, the to me, the most significant aspect of this is he lost 2.5 years to injury.
Yeah.
That's at the crux of it all, as far as I'm concerned.
He lost his prime, Stein.
He probably feels cheated by that, and he probably knows that he's not the same player he was, and he's never going to be able to get that back. But the one thing I I don't necessarily agree with is that he didn't want to be here, or that he wants to be here, but he's not here. I think if he really wanted to be here, he could still be here. He didn't want to be here, and I completely understand why. I don't think it was I don't think Golden State is the place for him to wind up his career, because it would have been too painful to have to watch him diminish and maybe even have a diminished role. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Klay Thompson and his return to the Bay Area. Let's go to Chris A. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. It's good talking to y'all. You know, the last caller got some good points, but he don't speak for all of us, man. And he might be a psychologist, and I'm not going to speak on how Klay feel about things. All I can say is, like, as a fan, I'm going to take it and use it as an opportunity to thank Klay for what he's done for my team, you know, and all the amazing feats that he's done. We all know about the 37 in the quarter. We all know about game six Klay against the Thunder, you know what I'm saying? But right on the table, without Klay's defense on Lillard in Portland, or Harden when they were in Houston, and all those battles, and Chris Paul against the Clippers. Like, we don't win all those championships without him, man. And what I'm always going to remember is Klay going up for the layup in 2019 in the finals, and then getting hit by Danny Green. Gets injured, and then he walks it, and then he walks back out, hits the free throws. What I'm always going to remember is how he jogged back on the defensive end, didn't even want to come off the floor, man. Yeah. Like, that right there, you know, Klay got that talentism in him, man. And I love that about him. And, okay, you know, the last 2 years, they've been tumultuous for him, man. But like you guys touched on it, you can't put yourself in the same headspace as an athlete like that who lost 2 years of a try. Like, selfishly, as fans, we didn't see Klay in his early 30s. Like, you could argue that Klay was probably ascending. You know, he was still probably getting better after that. And so, you know, I'm always going to cherish him, man. He's always going to be a great Warrior, one of the greatest players in my book, man. And I'm going to be there tonight, man. Hopefully I can catch you guys. But
real stuff,
thank you,
man.
Guys, for taking my call, man.
No, good stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Appreciate the call, Chris. 888-957-9570 is the number. Dallas in town, which means Klay Thompson makes his return to the Bay Area tonight at Chase Center. And we're just talking about all things Klay Thompson right now. How you feel about his career, how you feel about the way he left, how you feel about where he's at right now. Are you okay with Klay Thompson not being a Golden State Warrior right now? Is it the best for what Klay wants, and is it the best for what the Golden State Warriors are looking to do in the future? It's going to be strange seeing him in a Dallas Maverick uniform, that's for sure.
I'll say this, Donnie, about the free throws. Yeah. Only other guy I saw injured like that and go take his free throws was, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, let's go to Randy in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, what's going on, man?
Hey, brother, thanks for taking my call. You and Goo are the best, okay?
Oh, thanks.
So, So, you know, I don't think that most of us know the severity of a tendon Achilles tear, because I sure don't, you know. But, I mean, you look at Aaron Rodgers, you know, he hasn't been the same. And Klay definitely isn't the same. I've actually been following his scoring with the Mavericks, and it hasn't been the greatest, you know. I actually believe that Dallas is going to probably have him eventually coming off of the bench, and I don't know how that's going to settle with him, but. Klay, he did a lot for the Warriors, you know. I love him. I appreciate him. And, you know, I'm just thankful for all that he did for the Warriors. And hopefully he'll get a warm greeting tonight. Yeah. But the Warriors are in a better place, okay?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. Thanks for the call. We got to move along here a little bit.
It wasn't just the Achilles. It was the ACLs, Donnie. Yeah. Back-to-back.
This is from the 510 on the Comcast business text line. No pass for Klay Thompson. He's acting like a child. You've got to grow up and recognize that every athlete goes through this. There's nothing unique about your experience, and he needs to learn to check his ego and reinvent himself. Well, first of all, his experience was unique because he lost 2.5 years of his prime to injury. And that you cannot tell Clay's story with that not being a huge part of it. And it just is. And I think Klay Thompson is a different person after those two injuries than he was before. And maybe he's not as carefree as he used to be. And I think it's very obvious to see that he might be really resentful over these injuries and how they cheated him out of a couple years of his career.
Well, you know what, Stoney, you're right. There's no doubt, but I'm going to defend Clay in this sense. I don't know, in that caller, that's their prerogative, the texter you just read, but what do they want him to do? And I'm asking you, like, right now he's playing ball in regard to it's just another game. I got a new locale, and I get it, but it's not like he's super-duper sourpuss. You can read between the lines and kind of get, you know, there's probably still some animosity on his part, but he's not saying it to the point to where it's toxic. So when they say grow up or get over it, I'm just like, man, I think that's doing too much.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Klay Thompson, who's making his return to the Bay Area tonight as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. And Klay Thompson obviously spent the bulk of his career with the Golden State Warriors, won 4 titles, missed 2.5 years because of 2 significant injuries.
Man.
Ended up coming back in 2022 and helping this team win their 4th title against the Boston Celtics. And then the last 2 years have been a struggle. It's not sugarcoated. They've been a struggle for Klay Thompson. He hasn't been able to get back to the player he was, and obviously that wears on him. He was asked to come off the bench. He did so, probably reluctantly, but he handled it as well as he could. Eventually came back into the starting lineup, but you wonder if maybe the damage hadn't been done by that point. But he's coming back tonight, and I don't anticipate anything but just a
positive response,
a standing ovation,
and
all the rest.
Yeah, I'm with you. The great R.C. Davis is here, Stoney. We get to run into him and everybody else that's going to take in this, I'll call it monuments, this great opportunity to pay respect to one of the GOATs, man, to put on a Warrior uniform.
Let's go to Skip in Hayward. What's going on, Skip? How you doing?
Skip.
Hey, Spiny Guru, enjoy the show. You guys are doing a remarkable job.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about Klay, man. Klay gave a lot to the Bay Area. Unfortunately, he's taking this the hard way. You know, it's hard to be cut or rejected by your first love, which is the Golden State Warriors. Dallas is a good place for him. It's a good place. It's a new start. It's good for Golden State and Dallas.
Right.
He's falling up there. But Klay is taking it really, really hard. He's going to come to play. Curry has a chip on the shoulder. And it's going to be a great game. But the Bay Area is going to give him a lot of love because he deserves it, you know?
Hey, Skip, can I ask you a quick question? Skip. Oh, sure. He got off. Hey, have you ever had your heart broken?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first love,
right,
man. I got my heart broken in high school.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I understand. All right. That was it.
You guys done?
Yeah. No, but you can make a parallel. This was his first love. And I get it, man. But I think people want him, you know, on the boat. I don't know how he's getting to the game or the arena, but he hasn't done anything to offend me as a diehard Warrior fan on him coming back home.
Well, here's the other thing.
I guess that's what I'm.
I mean, if you take if you take the fact that he said, you know, that chapter's over, why would I look back? You know, those, like, to me, those are what you say before the game. You're coming back to play. Let's see what happens tonight.
Gotcha.
Let's see how the crowd responds to Klay Thompson tonight. Let's see if he acknowledges the crowd's reaction tonight.
What
let's see what he says before the game.
Yeah.
And let's listen to see if his tone's conciliatory or there is a little bit of an edge to it. I don't know. I just think that when I look at this situation, I think it's worked out for everybody.
Yeah. Well, all right.
It may have not, the process may not have been a great one, but I have no doubt that over time, Klay Thompson and the Warriors will reconcile, whatever that means. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Oakland. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey.
Doing well.
You know, I agree with you 100%, Stoney. I think this is best for everybody. I don't think it's going to work out for Klay, unfortunately for him, because he had the opportunity to sort of mediate his style of play. He would have been a perfect sixth man for the Warriors at 20 minutes off the bench. I don't think he is that guy anymore, as much as I loved him. As for the Warriors, they're definitely better off. I don't think you can jump two levels in the NBA. It's not football. They were a play-in team. They've now moved in clearly into the real playoff team. They're not a play-in team anymore. I'm not sure they're a contender, but I'm just looking forward to this evening. I hope everybody gives Klay the love he deserves, because he does deserve it. I mean, the guy was amazing. And I just hope they do well. I mean, I can't say I want Dallas to beat the Warriors, but, God, I'm even sort of liking Kyrie now that Klay's on the team, so I don't know how that worked out. But anyway, looking forward to tonight. Thanks for everything, Klay. Hey. And I think he's going to lose it. I don't see how he can't. He's an emotional guy.
I'm with you.
Interesting.
And I hope so.
I wonder if he deserves it. Yeah.
No,
thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Stoney, I'm starting to wonder, if he's going to address the crowd. Just
who?
How Klay, what if he got on the mic?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that if I were him.
Okay.
I just wouldn't.
No,
if you're asking me how I would handle it, I would not want to do that.
I get it.
But it wouldn't be because I'm mad about anything. I would just... You don't want to make the whole night about you.
Wow,
it's a game between the Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors.
And he's probably feeling that way then.
And I don't know if he'll take the mic. I wouldn't expect him to.
But if he did, man.
Yeah, I mean.
But I hear you not wanting to make it. And that's probably what he's doing now. He probably hates all the attention. But it's a TNT game.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Evan in San Francisco. What's going on, Evan? How you doing?
Hey. So you guys keep saying that this was Klay's first love, but Klay was part of our first love, too. I mean, when I was a kid, the Warriors were terrible. And to have him be a cornerstone of that dynasty, my
now,
man.
Yeah, I haven't called back. We got a bad connection. Bad connection there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson returns to the Bay Area tonight as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. If you're coming out to the game, how are you going to react? I can't imagine. I can't imagine any Warrior fan not giving Klay Thompson a standing ovation for as long as possible.
Not once, Donnie.
That's pretty much what he's meant to this organization. Four titles, et cetera, et cetera. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about tonight, Warrior fans? Do you feel like this has been the best thing for both parties? Here's one thing I want to do, and hopefully Evan's listening. We've got some Clay non-basketball cuts. And I want to just kind of throw these out because I think they're probably going to be pretty funny. So, Evan, if you're there, I want to play the broadcast 2020 butchering his name. I don't know what these are, so we're just going to play them and then we'll react to them. But hit it, Evan.
Most importantly, congratulations, Mrs. Principessa. I love seeing those engagements here. It's always special. But I might have butchered your name. I'm sorry, but I tried.
Who was that? That was Clay.
Boy, that was young Clay. When was that?
Oh, my God.
That was during the 2020 season when he was on the broadcast with Fitz.
Wow, okay. Not even that long ago. Four years ago.
I know. Let's do the sea captain next, E.
The man they call the captain around here, Clay Thompson, embracing it. Clay, it certainly feels as if this was one of the more complete victories you guys have had in a long time, and to do it against a team that was playing so well coming into tonight, what does this do for you guys?
Sea captain. Yes, sir.
That was, yeah.
Oh, that was Clay Thompson being Clay Thompson. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Clay Thompson coming back to the Bay Area as a Dallas Maverick tonight. And we're talking about his great tenure with the Golden State Warriors. It was mostly a spectacular run here. It didn't end the way that probably some of us wanted, but it might have ended the best way possible for both the Golden State Warriors and Klay Thompson himself. We'll find out tonight when these teams go at it at Chase Center. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, make sure to listen all day today because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson jersey in the 12 o'clock hour. That's coming up in 20 minutes. We're going to do what we have to do to give away this jersey, and then at 4 o'clock, Willard and Dibs are going to do the same during their show, so you have an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson jersey. All right, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. Plus, do not miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo O'Neal. It starts 2 hours before the start of the Niner game. You can also join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.